Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick, good morning to you. How you doing, man?
What's up, everybody? Great divisional weekend of the NFL coming up here. Feeling awesome. Hope you guys are feeling the same. Let's get after it.
We are getting after it. Chris, what did you want to ask? Oh, yeah, I know what we wanted to ask you. Do you like block polls or not?
I don't. What is the what are what is
okay?
That?
Squares, like squares. You know, people they like. All right, you 7-3, 7-4, 1-4.
Do I think they're stupid? No, because I think it's fun for people to do. Like my girlfriend doesn't bet. She doesn't watch sports.
Uh-huh.
But she does a Super Bowl box every year with one of the restaurants by where we live does it, and her whole family does it.
Okay.
I think her dad won not a ton of money, but won it a couple years ago and won a bunch of money, which was really cool. But for me, if I'm gambling on the game, I want to have some control over my bet.
Yes.
It's maybe randomly it'll come up on these numbers, and I haven't even done them enough to know if you get to pick your numbers or if you just pick a box and whatever numbers you get. But I just want to bet on the game. I have so many bets on the Super Bowl, props, national anthem, first song at halftime, and then before we even get into the actual side and total of the game, that I don't need the randomness there. To be in somewhat control over what my bet's going to be.
Well, they've popped up as fundraisers for people's softball team or this or that, and I don't know. You give $5 to the kid down the street, and maybe you could win $150.
Yeah, I don't think it's dumb. If people want to do it, I'm not going to be like, oh, it's a stupid idea. For me, the way that I like to bet my money recreationally, that is not how I would choose to do it, but if people want to do it, God bless them, free country, do whatever you want.
There we go. So people want to bet free country, all of that. Bengals, Titans, where are we going here?
So I have a number that I don't think is ever coming back, which helps nobody, but I can give some analysis of the game. I said it last week on You Better You Bet. We said it leading up to the games this weekend, where if it's going to be Tennessee and Cincinnati and the numbers opened under 3, we're going to bet the Titans in the game. And it opened 2.5, I bet Rivers, and I immediately bet Tennessee. That number's long gone now. Now we're sitting at Tennessee -3.5. So I guess if you have no position on the game, so you out there listening, if you haven't bet this game yet, I think it may be almost at this point Cincinnati or nothing. I think the right number in the game is Tennessee -3. I think that's the perfect number in this game. If this is played week 8 of the regular season, and assuming a healthy Titans team, not the week 8 version of the Titans that was missing everybody, the number is definitely under 3. On a neutral field, it's maybe Tennessee -1 if these two teams play. But because it's a playoff game, so you work an extra for home field, because Derrick Henry is going to be back, because they had the bye, because Cincinnati just played a game, I think we get to 3 pretty reasonably here. But once we start getting over 3, I think that there's a case to be made for the Bengals here. Now, coming out of the win last week over the Raiders, which I lost money on, which sucked. I had the Raiders. That was a 4-hour torture fest for an SEC game. But Cincinnati emerged out of that game with injuries along its defensive line. It looks like Cincinnati's going to get a lot of these players back. Trey Hendrickson's practicing in full. That's really good news. They lose Larry Ogunjobi, which sucks, but Mike Hilton's going to be there, and obviously Pittsburgh knows how good Mike Hilton is. So it's been a positive injury report for the Cincinnati Bengals. So at this current number, I think I'd probably be only interested in in Cincinnati. I do feel like the Titans are going to win the game, though. I think it's going to be a close game. I think Titans by 3 is the likeliest outcome. So, yeah, I mean, the time to jump on Tennessee was earlier in the week at 2.5. Worth noting, we had Brian Baldinger on our show yesterday on You Better, You Bet. He thinks the Titans are going to win this game by a touchdown or more. I think it's a tough game at 3.5. It's probably a pass for me. If you're looking for action, I guess I would take the 3.5 with Cincinnati, but it's not something that I feel especially passionate about. I would take the over, though, guys. I do have this projected to finish higher than 47 points, and I think if Tennessee is able to do their thing and run the ball, opens up the passing game, obviously. Julio Jones is someone I'm targeting in the prop market, 38.5 receiving yards. I'd rather play his over than A.J. Brown over 74.5. If the Titans are able to score, Burrow goes into catch-up mode. We know that he can get the job done, right, with Ja'Marr Chase and company, and Janoris Jenkins, Jackrabbit Jenkins, did not practice yesterday for Tennessee, which could help Cincinnati in the passing attack. So over is where I would go with the total.
All right, Niners-Packers, the first of the three of these four divisional matchups that is a rematch from the regular season. It was a tight one in the regular season. How much stock do you put in that when you're looking at that six-point number?
Well, I mean, it's week 3, so I don't know if we put a ton of stock in that. It's such a long time ago. But, yeah, I actually, about, what time is it, 9:08? Maybe like 13 minutes ago, I bet San Francisco plus 6. I checked the practice reports from last night. Jimmy Garoppolo, full practice yesterday. Fred Warner, full practice. Nick Bosa, limited practice. Now, Bosa's got a clear concussion protocol. I texted some people in the league to ask about Bosa, and every indication I got is that Bosa's going to play. I am not looking to report anything. That is not a report from me, just that this is what I'm hearing from people that I trust. So again, I'm not saying he's going to play. This is not like a headline-grabbing thing here, just like I think he's going to play in the game. So I think that 6 is a valuable bet with San Francisco. Now, if you out there, if you want to wait, because I think, like, if you want to bet San Francisco at 6, like, we need Nick Bosa to make that bet. So I made the bet that Bosa is going to be cleared to play. If you out there, if you don't want to make that bet yet and you want to wait a little bit, you run the risk of losing the 6, and 5 is a dead number in the NFL. So, like, there's a huge difference between betting an underdog at 5.5 or 6. But I think the number should be below 6, and I think it's pretty much as simple as that. I think Green Bay's team has been pretty overrated all season, has been pretty lucky. Doesn't mean they can't or won't win this game, or can't and won't win the Super Bowl. It is a major inflated price because of Lambeau Field, because of Aaron Rodgers, because of the bye, the home field advantage there. I actually think it's a little too much here, and I think San Francisco should be able to cover this number. I wouldn't be shocked if San Francisco won the game. Now, I'm not saying they're going to, but if I think that that's the case, then I think the 6 looks pretty palatable to me. So again, if you haven't bet the game yet and you like San Francisco, if and when Bosa's cleared, this number's likely going to move. So you got to be right on top of it if Bosa's cleared to bet San Francisco plus 6. You do not want to bet 5.5. You'd like to get plus 6 if you bet the 49ers. And the total looks about right to me, about 46.5.
Well, Nick, you got the Rams at Tampa Bay, and I'm looking mostly 3. There are a couple 2.5s out there. What's the number there for you?
Yeah, I'm seeing 3 here, but it's basically like 2.75 existing in between like 2.5 and 3. So it's a 3 at Bet Rivers, but the juice is all towards the Rams, meaning that the next likely move is Tampa coming off 3 and down to 2.5. This is my biggest disagreement that I've got with the market this weekend. I think Tampa should be like a 4.5-point favorite in this game. Now, complicating matters, Tampa's got 2 injuries on his offensive line coming out of the win last weekend over Philadelphia. Ryan Jensen, the center, and Tristan Wirfs, who's probably the best right tackle in the league, or certainly one of them. Bruce Arians saying earlier in the week, we won't know anything definitively on Wirfs and or Jensen until tomorrow, right, until Friday. So they have not practiced this week. They are not going to practice today. Arian said that already, trying to get these guys as much rest as possible. If Jensen and Wirfs both don't play, like if word comes out tomorrow or on Saturday, these guys aren't going to play, this is definitely going to move off of 3, and you'll be able to bet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers under 3. I still like Tampa in the game, if that's going to be the case. Like, I think the difference between these teams is more vast than this. I think Tampa needs to be a bigger favorite. And even if both these offensive linemen are going to be out, I think maybe, like, the point spread should be 3 at worst. Like, Tampa minus 3 if both those guys are out, in my opinion. Now, I know a lot of people like the Rams, think the Rams are live to win this game. If you like the Rams, I think you may want to bet this now and see if you can get a 3. See if you can get it. I don't think it ever goes up to 3.5. So I think if you like the Rams, I think you could probably bet this game now. If you like Tampa, I think you should probably wait to see what happens with Jensen and Wirfs. But either way, I'm on Tampa in the game. I bet the opener of 2.5. So I personally would never bet the Rams in this game. I like the Bucks. Total looks about right here, sitting at 48.5.
On the Fan Hotline, brought to you by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. Nick Costas, our guy. The Kansas City Chiefs have come a long way since, week 5 or 6, when some people left them for dead, huh?
Yeah, you know, I had Steelers first touchdown score last week. Defense first touchdown score as part of a same game parlay. I thought it was looking really good, and I don't know what the hell happened, man.
It's what it is.
I guess it is what it is, right?
Yes.
As far as the Chiefs are concerned, yes, they've come a long way, but so have the Buffalo Bills. Like, remember when Buffalo had those losses to Tampa?
Remember they lost Tampa to the Steelers?
Well, that was a long time ago, right? And that was the T.J. Watt game, right? Back in week one. Lost to New England, and we thought they might miss the playoffs, and yet here they are. And just to set the stage here, the winner of this game, Bills and Chiefs, will be favored in every game they play the rest of the season. So, AFC Championship game, whoever wins this game will be favored against either Tennessee or Cincinnati, and whoever wins this game will be favored in the Super Bowl over whatever team comes out of the NFC. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be a huge favorite, and I guess, like, if Tampa, like, just blows both teams out, then, like, Tampa could potentially be favored, but likely Buffalo or Kansas City is favored the rest of the way. So this is a huge game coming up, obviously. The crown jewel, the main event, the piste de resistance of this weekend, divisional weekend in the NFL. I'm going to tell you what I think a lot of, you know, people that do, like, what I do for a living are saying this week, because it's true. The number's perfect. I think we're flipping coins if we're betting this game both side and total. The Chiefs played the Bills in the AFC Championship game last year. The number was Chiefs -3. The Chiefs played the Bills earlier this season at Arrowhead. The Chiefs were 2.5. The Bills won by 18. Like, what was the number ever going to be? Like, of course it was going to be Chiefs by less than 3, but Chiefs favored in the game. So right now it's 2. The total closed 57 earlier in the season. It went 58, 38, 20 Bills. Now it's sitting at 54.5 or 55. That looks about right to me. I'm not especially interested in betting the total. So I think, like, obviously people are going to want to bet this game. They want action. That's a preamble of me basically telling you I don't have you a sharp bet to give you in this game. But if you're going to want to bet the game, so let's talk about some things that you can do. If you like Buffalo to win the game, I would just bet Buffalo on the money line. I would bet the Bills +114 on the money line as opposed to taking +2. I also think if you like Buffalo in the game, that teasing the Bills up is a good option, right? Getting the Bills up from 2 to +8, you captured the two key numbers in the NFL, 3 and 7. Now maybe, and I'm putting words in people's mouths, maybe you out there listening, maybe you like the Rams. Maybe you think I'm dead wrong on the Rams, and you think the Rams, at worst, are going to keep this game close. I understand it's not, like, the best mathematical bet to make, but you could tease Buffalo with the Rams. You get Buffalo +8, and you get Rams +9. Tampa has to win that game by double digits for you to lose your bet. Maybe, like me, you like the San Francisco 49ers a little bit, and you think the Niners can keep this game close. You think Jimmy G's going to stay healthy. You can get the Niners up to +12. Green Bay's got to win that game by 13 for you to lose your bet. So I do think that there are some ways to bet Buffalo in this game, other than just taking the +2. If you like Kansas City, I would just lay the 2 points. I'm not there. If I had to pick, I would rather take the points with Buffalo. This game is way too close to call, guys, and I know that kind of sucks for sports betting content for me to say that. I know this is the game everyone's excited to bet, but I have to be honest. Like, I don't think there's a particularly sharp bet to make just on the side of the game. I guess it's really whichever way you lean, and I gave you some alternative ways to potentially play the game if you would like, and you could also, obviously, moneyline parlay Kansas City with another side you like this weekend as well.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos, co-host of You Better You Bet. You can hear it every afternoon from 3 to 7. On the BetQL network and 107.9 HD3 now here in Pittsburgh as well, the BetQL network. We had a discussion earlier, Nick. Kids don't seem to have nicknames anymore. What was your nickname when you were a kid? Did you have one?
That's Nick, I guess.
That's it?
Okay. I don't think I had. I mean, there were a couple unsavory ones that didn't really stick as time went on. No, I never really had a nickname. No, it was just Nick.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, because we got
I don't think any of my friends had nicknames either. It was all just like last name or first name.
Yeah. You know, people, if you played sports, a lot of people, you went by your last name. A lot of people called you by your last name. That was like a big
one
thing.
Of my friends goes by Smalls.
There we go. So that's a nickname.
Yep. Now his name, because like I forget why. I think like he got really drunk in college and he was wearing like a Sandlot shirt and we started calling him Smalls.
Okay.
So that is stuck. One of my friends' last name is Spiro and Speezy has been his nickname.
I like that.
That has stuck. I think that's like pretty much it in terms of my friends. I think everyone else is. And I have a friend named Andrew who was a jerk when he was younger before I met him, and everyone in his class called him. I can say the word that like the Bills kicker, take the B out of his last name. I can say that word on the radio, right?
Yeah, sure.
So.
Go ahead.
Let's like everyone calls him Ass. Is his
there
name.
We are.
Oh,
yeah,
same
yeah,
as
yeah.
Yeah. Like my mom calls him that. Like I've known him that for his name's Andrew, but everyone calls him Ass.
There's a guy that comes on our station at 2 o'clock in the afternoon named Andrew, and they call him Ass. Filippone, yes.
Yeah, I think they call him Pony, right?
Yeah, that too.
Well, they're here and there.
I like me some Filippone, but yeah, that would be the big one. I think my buddy Andrew. Literally, my mother will see him and say, "Ass, how are you?"
That's unbelievable.
Perfect.
For 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we say thank you. We will talk again next week.
And with that, I say wishing you and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nobody better. Thank you, Nick. So much. So much. So much good right there. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Go get some. That was Nick Costas, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Just type in "you bet." Listen to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Lots to get into. Jim has a story he's got to tell. He's begging us to tell this story about Mike Sullivan. So it better be good.
It is.
Okay, we'll get into it in just a little bit here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.